Happy Thursday, family. I hope you had a great night. Be a few sore heads still floating around, I think, with the Socceroos getting up. And, of course, with the yes vote getting over the line yesterday. But let's get to the big fella and let's talk soccer right off the top. The one, the only, Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman. Juicy, what a great day. 2.5 years, 22 matches. We are finally there. We are finally going to Russia.
G'day, Luke. G'day, Adelaide. G'day, Australia. G'day to the Socceroos.
Because you know what? G'day, Moscow.
G'day, Moscow. Because that's where we're going. Now. We're going to Moscow, Timmy.
Woo! Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. We're off, Luke. I'm going to catch up with Vlad.
Yep,
the lad. Some accommodation for us. Wonderful performance by the boys, though. Second half was better, Luke.
Outstanding it was. We'll read some of our tweets out a little later as we commentated you and I, Andy Harper, and of course...
you're Simon Hill.
Simon Hill and Andy Harper.
Yeah, I'm Andy Harper.
Oh, look, it was a great night. Fantastic. A little nervous early, but the boys settled into their rhythm nicely. Their work in the second half... Two intriguing facts to come out of it. Ange is going to take a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a bit of strong mail that he won't go to Russia, which could is just unbelievable given what they've
been
through.
So you're hearing he may not go. He's told him that...
Some of the leading soccer types out of Melbourne are suggesting they don't expect him to be.
But he's meeting with the bosses in 2 weeks' time.
And the other big one was the little cryptic comments of Timmy Cahill. Yeah, just suggesting that... He doesn't know where he's going to be at, whether he'll be there, but he just needs some game time. Now, I think that is a drive-by for City.
I think it is. Yeah, that's what I read into
play.
It last
night. I've got to play. If I want to get to Russia,
the
only way I'm going to get picked is if I can play.
Well, he's hardly played any minutes for Melbourne City, and they're flying, you know, without a Timmy Cahill. Mm. Adelaide United, Greg Griffin, Rob Gerrard.
Oh, anyone. Just
I'm telling you, you want another 5,000, 10,000 down there at Highmark Stadium, Gregory.
Put in a red shirt.
And give him game time, curtsy.
In the box.
We've got injuries.
Just cross it in high.
You can't lose Timmy Cahill. He's got to be there next year in Russia.
Absolutely. Right. We're going to talk more Socceroos coming up next. Archie Thompson will be with us. Luke Hodge, after five. Hodge's got the new book out, The General. One of our all-time faves here at the Rush Hour. Love him dearly. We'll talk to Hodgie after five. We've got the quiz with no name, $1,000 up for grabs. And, of course, we're getting to the pointy end of Gun for Hire. The uniforms arrived, family. The uniforms arrived. Pitches will go up very soon. I just get a sense. That they have commercialised and capitalised on the big guy coming down.
How many badges have I got on my top?
I tell you what, I know that they fell on tough times, but the sponsors are thick and fast. Juice,
Jesus,
I think we may have missed a commercial opportunity.
We have.
And I thought for a moment when you walked in, I was interviewing someone from the Beaumont Bowls Club. That's what I thought.
I look like one of the New South Wales cricketers. That's the colours
I'm
wearing.
You look like? You look like Steve Smith's mate. That's who you look like.
Oh, now we're going to catch up with the opposition captain too for Gunfire.
Certainly are.
I want to eyeball this young man.
I'm just going to have a word, touch base. Just find out where we're at and what's going on in the world. And what kind of, performance they're going to put on. Because I don't want you going down there wasting your time.
No,
or
Luke.
The crowd's time.
No, Luke.
Or the Triple M family's time.
No.
Yeah, I want to know that the beers will be chilled for a lot longer than half an hour. Adam Crickmar will join us a little bit later in the show from the Belair
Cricket Club.
Right,
okay.
Are we ready?
Let's start,
this bad boy. Coming up next, former Socceroo Archie Thompson joins us in on the celebrations of going to Russia. It's a Rush Hour. Jars and Louis.
Triple M.
Socceroos got the job done last night, 3-1, and one man that knows all about it, pulling on that famous green and gold and being a Socceroo. It's one of our favourites, Archie Thompson. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Arch.
Hey, boys, how are we?
Arch,
we are great, and we have qualified for Russia. We're going to take on the world again.
Yeah, mate, look, it's been an up-and-down kind of qualification, and you thought after that first half being nil-all that, okay, here we go again, another hearts and mouths sort of thing. But, mate, the boys dug deep. Leadership from Mile Jednak. You kind of think, well, I imagine he was around the last sort of couple of months when we were playing, obviously because he's due to injury, hasn't been there. But, mate, what a leader. Steps up, scores 3 goals.
Yep.
Mate, what about Timmy Cahill and Ange Postecoglou? What's your gut feel? Will they both be involved in the campaign for the World Cup next year, or do you think they both may step away?
Well, look, I know Timmy. He loves putting on the green and gold shirt, and a year in football is a long time, I mean, you just don't know, especially at, Timmy's age, but he's kind of gone on, and I've said coming towards the end of my career, ages are just a number, it's not a real factor, but, who knows, but Timmy, he's been phenomenal, if this is his last match, he's been phenomenal for us as a player and as a leader. Mm-hmm. But you'd like to think that we could probably put him on ice.
Absolutely,
and bring,
yeah.
him, and bring him out every sort of 4 years if we need any help. But, mate, if it is his last game, which I'm hoping it's not, he's been incredible, mate. And Ange, well, he's reshaped, I think, Australian national football, I mean, especially at that level. Obviously, he copped a lot of criticism. Mm. But I know the guy. I've worked with him at Victory. He was always going to die by his own sword, if that be the case. He wasn't going to let anyone push him out. And I think that's the character of the man. And congratulations to everyone that's been part of this qualification.
So what's the plan of attack now for the boys? Most of those boys will play in Russia in June next year. So what will they do? They'll all go back to their club football? And just do they hold back so they don't get their bloody long-term injury to go for Australia? Or what will they do mentally?
Well, mate, I wouldn't take my spot for granted, to be honest, because I was part of the last World Cup qualifying, and you know, part of most of the qualifying game, got to the World Cup, and then got binned at the last minute. So I reckon you shouldn't
be go flat out. I'm glad you can laugh about it, Arch. It's good.
Well, it's taken me 4 years to get over it.
Oh, yeah, boy, Ange.
But you know what? You just got to go 100 miles an hour,
right,
mate.
Yep.
Look, if you're there, you're there. If you're not,
go for it.
Support the boys, that's what we do.
Okay.
Tell you what, though, mate. Well, it's just a feather in the cap. 4 years now, in four years
consecutive
World Cups.
Yes,
when some of the nations that have missed out, we're certainly on the improve, and it could be the real impetus this time around, Archie, that soccer really needs, especially here in this country, to really, really ascend to the highest level and really stay there. That's the real key, I think, from here on in.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know that our sport only, it succeeds when the national team succeeds.
Yep.
And to think if we didn't go to a World Cup, how much that would reflect back on our football here in Australia. And I hate to think that, because we've got ourselves to a certain point, but we want to keep growing. I think that's why there's all this talk about bringing some more teams into the A-League, because we need that. We need to strike while the iron's hot. We're in a good position. We're in the World Cup. Let's work on it now. Let's not rest on our laurels.
Great to talk to you, Archie, on a great day for football in this country, soccer variety. And you can catch Archie on Just for Kicks on Fox Sports 501 tonight at 7 o'clock. Archie Thompson, thanks for your time.
Cheers, boys. Thank you very much.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, Triple M.
Adam McDougall is the health hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
A lot of good people helping out with our gun for hire. Of course, Jars playing for Morphett Vale Cricket Club. And a big shout out to the Morphett Vale Butcher for putting on the meat for our barbecue down there on the weekend. Gearing up for Christmas, make sure you do so with double smoked leg hams, free range turkey, and premium pork rolls. The Morphett Vale Butcher, he's on your shirt. Turn around.
Yep.
Smack bang, prime time in the middle. So when the big guy's
great
coming
stuff.
In to bowl.
Yeah.
With the death stare on, that's what's coming right at
you. And also Ace Cricket have also supplied me with the cricket gear, Lulu. And guess what? After the game, I'm going to hand it over to them.
Absolutely. It's a fair weapon. The stick is just outstanding. The pads and the gloves are obviously protector not included.
No, I've got that, Luke.
It would be a little bit shameful of us. Luke Hodge coming up after 5, the quiz with no name. But up next, we will be doing Gun for Hire songs.
Yeah,
we did it yesterday. Time to just dial back into what song can Juice walk out to the crease with to get him fired up. That's coming up next on The Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Yes, just two more sleeps until Juice takes the field for the Morphett Vale Cricket Club Saturday from 1:30. This Saturday, the address, 4 Wheatsheaf Road, Morphett Vale, corner of Wheatsheaf Road and South Road. All right, barbecue and beers are on us. Get on down. It's going to be a great day. Cracking day it will be for the Morphett Vale Cricket Club, of course, who tragically had a lot of their stuff destroyed in a fire not that long ago. Our gun for hire. And what he needs a song. Well, we see it often in the Big Bash. The boys are waltzing on out to their favourite song. Put it to the family yesterday, Jars, and we're going again today. 133353, or jump on Twitter with your suggestions. Yes, we're not going to sign off on it until the end of the show tomorrow.
Thanks,
all
Luke.
Right, but here's what came out yesterday. That's the Knight Rider soundtrack. Hip.
Yeah, I like this.
They got a lot of votes. That must have been the day.
I was the construction.
Oh yeah,
cheeky.
Just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. Yeah. Mm. Break me down. I'm the man. Tillers. Yep. And all the girls say I'm pretty fly. Oh, yeah. The boss.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Excellent eye.
I think that's good for when you're bowling.
Here we go, Lou. Yeah.
Squeak. Alrighty, just some of the stuff coming through. Good. All right. Oh, the phones have lit up again too, Juice. 133353. Jump on Twitter. Big fella, you've had 24 hours
yes,
to go
I
through
have.
Your back catalogue. Yep. For those who don't know, Jars the Big Jew loves his tunes. Your warm-up pre-show with headphones on out there. Just going berserk. Just a little bit of handwork. It's just beautiful to watch. He's old school, all right? So you've had 24 hours to work through some stuff and you've come up with a few songs.
Well, my mate Tony from Cheeky Greek down here at Grange.
Absolutely.
Our mate, Tone.
Personal sponsor.
Right, good friend of ours. Text me this song this morning regarding Pete Murray. Now, I felt that was a bit of a slap, to be quite honest, from Tone.
We're trying to motivate you.
So I found this one from Pete. Is that better?
That's better.
Yeah, good on you.
Would have liked a bit of hot chocolate. Everyone's a winner, baby.
Now, I don't know about this one, but this is from Sam, our production bloke.
Oh. Knowlesy. Is it the Knowlesy version?
Doesn't he go to nightclubs in Adelaide?
Oh, yeah, not really nightclubs. Oh. Establishments.
Okay, but I like this one.
Yep.
I like this one, Lou. Ladies and gentlemen, walking out of the arena is Andrew Newton-Jabba. Bang!
Jeez.
Mate, 30,000 will go berserk Saturday.
Absolutely. Say 30,000.
So there's a couple of mine, Lou.
All right, okay, there's some of his stuff. All right. So the phones have gone nuts. Let's get to the song and then come back with what the family thinks. Lou. Last chance to get in and then put in your request for Jars' song as he enters the arena. It's very much like the MMA, isn't it? Yeah. You're going into the octagon. We need a big pump up for all of us going down there. Get involved. It's a rush hour, Jars and Louis. 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 is Adelaide's Triple M. It's the rush hour, Jars and Louis.
Yeah, doing gun for hire, Juice. So he's all decked out in his sponsor gear too. Looking sweet. Morfitt Vale. That's a baby blue right there.
Isn't it, Louie? It
brings out your eyes.
Oh, does it really? Oh, does it? I've got the cap on.
You'll mesmerise anyone feeling close to you. It'll be like the Python.
Got a lot of sponsors on me, though.
Like the Python out of Jungle Book.
Python
into the eyes and around the eyes. I'll tell you what. I'm a lot of sponsors. Very, very good. All right, gun for hire. That address again, if you don't know, 4 Wheatsheaf Road, Morfitt Vale, corner of Wheatsheaf Road and South Road. All the action kicks off from 1:30. Make sure you're there by 12:30, though, because you get fines if you're late. All right, we're taking calls for songs. Juice. We're just trying to double down on what we can get for you when you walk out into that magnificent arena. Who's on the phone?
Let's go to Travis of Port Elliot. G'day, Trav.
G'day, mate. How are you?
What do you got for us, Travy?
Baby Elephant Walk.
I've got a big trunk too, Trav.
Yeah, I knew you count a bit extra, Jars, so I just thought that'd just...
All right, buddy. Love your work, my friend. Have a good one. Let's go to Deb of the Barossa Valley. G'day, Deb.
Hello, how you going, guys?
Good. Deb, what's your suggestion for Jars to walk
out? I suggest Sherbet's How's That.
Oh, he was in town there for the SM Grand Final and got...
Cox Plate, wasn't
he? He got clipped there. Yeah. Not bad.
Deb. I like it, Deb.
Yep, don't mind a bit of Daz.
I think there'll be a fair bit of How's That going on with ball in hand.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, lovely, Deb.
Thanks,
thank you.
Deb. Take care. Brenton of Seaford Raj. Brenton.
How are you, mate?
What's your idea, Brenton, for the Juice?
I reckon Wild Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
I don't mind this, Luke.
Charlie Sheen.
But it's... Definitely. Takes, though.
Yeah. Oh, he might loan it to you for
you reckon?
Today.
Well, he scared me yesterday when he stitched me up.
Frightened the pants.
Glad
off,
he's not playing.
I like it.
All right. Thanks, Brenton. Ian of Meadows. G'day, Eon.
How you going?
Ian, your idea for a song for Jars?
I reckon it can be nothing but the Benny Hill theme song.
Yeah, it came out a lot yesterday too. I mean, I think you're not on your own. I'll tell you what.
In fast motion, he's going to go on, get out and come off and hit motion.
I'll tell you what, there'll be another sound you might hear a lot, Ian. It'll be the quacking of a duck too. That could be around.
Now, if I make a duck, do I have to ring on Monday?
Yeah, officially.
Ring actually, through.
You should ring the hotline. Straight after you play.
Gazza of Morfitt Vale. G'day, Gaz.
How you going, guys?
Oh, dear.
Well, mate, I've heard a little rumour, yes. And I reckon it's true, but it's a song called It's Raining Men. Yeah, no. Well, I'm pretty sure he voted yes, too, so it's probably sexy.
Gaz, yeah, so I'll take it a step further. I reckon he plays it at home after he gets out of the shower. And that'd be that outdoor shower that he gets in with that.
Prize for
in front of a mirror, too. Thanks, mate.
A prize for a Gaz, please, Timmy.
36ers tickets.
Oh, mate,
Gaz, do you want to go to the 36ers?
Yep.
Now, what else you got?
All right. We've got a double pass to the Boomers
I'll
v Japan.
I love this. It's more basketball, yeah, to the Boomers taking on Japan.
Yep.
That nigga. Yeah, roger that.
November 27th.
All right, get your tickets to see the Boomers play Japan at Titanium Security Arena, November 27th.
Is Ben Simmons playing for us that day?
No.
Because he's declared himself.
Yeah, he's going to be a Boomer at the Olympics, I think, if you listen to the report.
I did. Right. Good work, Timmy.
Yeah, well, he's long gone.
Hey, before we go on, where's Sean?
Sean Craig Murphy.
We haven't addressed that.
I forgot to say at the top of the show.
The family have just had a couple. I've had a couple of messages. What's happened to our boy?
The part of Sean Craig Murphy was played by Tim Pine today. I don't know. You know what Murph's like.
That's all right. Is he all right? We haven't worn him out, have we?
Could he be an idea? I'm purely guessing and speculating.
I like it when you go down here.
Maybe taking a mental health day after working with us, because you know what we're like. We're demanding.
Very.
You know where he really is. He's in my trunk.
Timmy Pine wanting a piece of the action.
Timmy Pine. Hey, smarty pants.
Hey, good luck with that.
This will be your last gift, champ.
It is the rush hour.
Triple M.
Righto, Juice. Something we're going to run with next year. Just a little spot throughout the show where you can plug and promote the good things you're up to, whether you're doing stuff for charity or just, you know, you might just want to give yourself a shout out that you're doing wonderful things and get some recognition from the greater family. Good friend of ours, good friend of yours, Mark Sorrell, used to coach the Redbacks, is on the line right now and he's doing an amazing thing. He's got a fundraising ride. He's doing some stuff with Ronald McDonald House and he's going to tell us more about it. Hey, Mark, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, mate, the floor is yours. What are you up to?
This Saturday, I head off on a ride for Ronald McDonald House. There's a big bunch of us that are getting together to raise money for that amazing charity that sort of puts people that are going through tough times with sick children and things like that. They give them a home away from home. We're all bunching together to do a ride from Broken Hill to Adelaide, about 1,100 k's, and really good cause and looking forward to getting stuck into it.
So, Mark, if people want to donate, where do they go to, mate?
Well, they can go via Ronald McDonald House. You can sort of search them out, Google them, and you can get into their Ride for Sick Kids charity.
Yeah.
And there's a page on there, obviously the normal sort of fundraising page where you can get in. And I think at the moment the group's managed to raise best part of $170,000 for the house already. So,
brilliant.
It's pretty amazing stuff. So looking forward to it.
And Mark, are you doing anything with social media platforms where you're sort of recording and keeping a sort of, you know, that idea of a diary at the end of the day? Because we know Jars did Adelaide to Melbourne somehow, and it would have been just gold had we been really able to get inside it. So are you guys using your platforms anywhere that we can follow?
Yeah, we definitely are. We're using social media, again, through the house, and we're running our own private stuff as well, just updating people. And, yeah, I heard about Jars Ride. I have a mutual friend who told me about his training regime for that. So maybe offline he can let me know exactly what he did to prepare for such a big ride.
I don't know, Mark. I can't believe there was just
two words that came out when he got back to me after the break, and that was farlap.
I didn't.
He said, "Farlap, Louis. I'll be going into a museum when I'm done."
Yeah, no, I heard he had a very, very good build-up to it, so obviously I could...
Can I tell you this, Mark? He had a mate, and I won't give out the real name, but his nickname was called The Chemist, and it's the same success that Lance Armstrong used to win 7 titles.
Never to ride again.
Yep, absolutely. Nah,
never to ride again, Mark.
And I don't reckon you'll see a SATA between Broken Hill and here either.
Well done, mate.
All right, the charity is Ronald McDonald House. Check it all out on their page. You can go there to donate. Great cause. 170K so far. Let's hope it's a lot more than that by the time you finish. Broken Hill to Adelaide. Mark Sorrell, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot.
It's Rush Hour, Jars and Louis. But nothing sends shockwaves through a workplace more than the word rotation.
Yes.
I'll tell you. Yeah. We got sat down pre-show meeting today by our boss, Matt O'Reilly, who you might know of a segment called The Boss's Votes on a Friday, the 3-2-1s.
Yep.
For those who don't get the job done, the others rolled into our studio today and said, boys, I'm shaking up the team. I'm rotating us. I'm moving your workstations. Well, I mean, you could have knocked us over with a feather. I mean, I went instantly back to 1985, 84, 86.
Yeah.
Here they are again, trying to split up the cool kids.
Yeah, there you go. Always at the back of the class.
Trying to split up the cool kids. Yeah. You just got the whole dynamic all worked out. I mean,
beautiful.
We often call the row that we sit in the Paris End.
Paris End, correct. Right?
And, you know, and that's us. It's just the high end. You don't get in there unless you're an elite salesperson.
Spot on.
Or you're doing an amazing job for the company.
And what does he do, Lou?
Well, he says, I'm split you up and I'm going to move you. It's time to rotate.
See, arrogance.
Again, I blame the AFL. They've made this rotation stuff super cool. And now they're trying to do it in workplaces to foster greater care, understanding, and relationships amongst staff.
He might as well have sacked me.
Oh, yeah.
He might have just said, mate, you're done.
So as we
He's splitting you and I
as we sit right now, on the blind side of us, closest to studio, are all the big wigs and the music guys.
The content.
Yeah.
Flogs.
Matto and his right-hand men all the way along.
Hato.
And in that group would be Sean Craig Murphy, hence the term flogs, was in there.
Vinny Shannon, our music director.
Seas is in there, who I don't mind down the end.
Love Seas, he's our man.
Business.
Flack, our producer, has been here 5 minutes.
Yep. And then you flip it over. And then
our side.
You get into Paris.
Oh, yeah.
You've arrived.
You're right.
The Champs-Élysées. That is where we are. Don't worry about that. We are in Springfield, family.
We are
here in town.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Downtown Medindie.
Right.
We are sitting
so
living
at
large.
The end, we've got Alice the Wag, who does the Brekkie Boys, Rupert and Ditz.
Then there is a
little gap.
Yeah, where Roo and Ditz sometimes put stuff.
and empty stubbies.
Computers have never been turned on. Yeah.
And then there's Lee.
Yeah, Leroy.
Leroy, who's in promotions.
Yeah, Leroy Brown, Downtown Brown.
And then there's me.
Yeah, well.
Right.
This is when it starts to get interesting.
Okay.
Smack bang in the guts where he played his best footy is the juice.
Yeah.
All right.
In downtown
just sitting
Paris.
Off him, just waiting for a little quick hands is me.
You're nice. And then there's young.
Well, there used to be a void because we didn't like anyone in Paris.
Well, you,
Then they
you
put like the kid on L plates, the understudy. Yeah.
Little Jez.
Little Jez.
Yeah. Trying to grow a little porno mo.
Okay. Blame Movember.
Movember.
Men's
which is
health.
Good. Which is good.
So then that's
looks
that.
Ridiculous.
And then behind us sits a few other types.
Sales team.
Sales team.
Yeah.
Have to go through their paces to get into
absolutely.
The street and to remain in the street.
Yeah.
And there's Captain L down the end. He's a mad
good
Richmond Tiger
man.
He's
young
got
Christian
his
Howard,
up.
Former Glenelg superstar.
Howie's in there.
Sacked from the Western Bulldogs.
Then you got Gibbsy,
Sister of.
Then you go into Nails.
No, you got Batesy.
Oh, Batesy, of course.
Batesy.
Spilt stuff all over her computer today.
Yep.
Then Nails.
Yeah, Alex
and
Holbrook.
And then the problem.
Yeah.
The new kid.
Yeah, Josh.
Who wants,
been here 5 minutes.
Who wants to sit next to Lee because they can't swivel chairs and communicate on promotional activity.
I reckon everyone out there, the family know what we're talking about in their office.
You know what it is? It's
destabilised us, Lou.
Your boss reads one book too many.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and he thinks, how do I increase it all?
So I'm losing you.
They're splitting up the gang.
Yeah.
I've got to,
absolutely.
I've got to go to the third row. On the starting grid. Honestly. Now, for Juice, that's okay when Juice is holding court, family, when he's in the swivel chair and he's addressing the masses, because I will be part of the masses. But you know what it feels like? I'm no longer on Pride Rock. I'm not up there with Simba and Mufasa and the rest of the gang.
Nala. I've lost you.
I'm not up there.
I've
you know
lost you.
I'm there with the bloody giraffes, the zebras and the monkeys and all the other crap down on the bloody jungle floor.
Oh,
I'm in a kill or be killed situation, Jar. Yeah. And what did I do wrong?
You did nothing wrong, mate.
Carried this bloody show for 2.5 years and now I get asked to move.
Oh, Lou.
Honestly.
Family.
I'm going to have someone's head.
Chaos.
Then I'm about to see him pitching now, Rob from sales. The guru. Robbie's come down for a little sniff. He sits back in amongst the pack, but that's where he's trying to hide and assimilate and be a chameleon. And that is a great technique by Robbie, who's a genius at what he does.
Loves his demons.
But as
so
for
there
Matt
you go,
O'Reilly,
Luke.
That's the kind of crap
right,
we're
family,
putting up with right
can't
now.
Can't believe it.
So if the show's a little on edge today, that's a reason why, right? I mean, apparently we're
when do you pack?
You know what? You know what I feel like we're into? I feel like I've gone back to Burnside Primary and we've got a buddy-buddy system. We've got a buddy system. You've got to go and sit with someone and take care of them. God, and I'm no longer Jars's buddy.
It's the rush hour, Jars and Louie, Triple M. The Rush Hour, Jars and Louie and Triple M.
We're loving a bit of the Doors too.
Good.
Thursday
thanks,
afternoon.
Cease.
Nice work by our music director. Yeah. Luke Hodge, just after 5 o'clock, talking about his brand new book. And also, we'll dial in on about Brisbane and what that holds for him heading up there and the reasons why he chose to play on Quiz With No Name is there as well. $1,000 up for grabs. Juice, a cricket score over in the West, please. Okay, Redback's doing well.
Yeah, we're doing very well, Lou. We're currently 2 for 202. Young Jake Weatherald is 96, Lou. Oof. And Callum Ferguson is 63 not out. So we need 118 runs to win this game against WA over there.
Righto. So well Hopefully done, boys. The boys can hold it together. That would be great. The Glenelg coaching position is up for grabs. If you want that information, head to the Sandful website.
Yeah.
Throw your hat in the ring if you think you're up for it. Get down there and take the bays on us. Or young Studley, Kane, suggesting that old Stud should go back. The door is open. Graham. Ajar for Graham to go back down.
I wouldn't imagine Graham as the senior coach. I would imagine Graham being a director of football.
Director of coaching.
Or something like that. That's he'd be perfect for that role. Would mean a great Glenelg man that he is. But anyway.
You know, we love to delve into some of the more obscure sports here on the Rush Hour. I was absolutely floored yesterday when I found out that Scrabble's biggest star was banned for 4 years.
What?
For not holding the bag at shoulder height.
No.
Yeah, I know.
He got 4 years for that.
Three or 4 years, yeah. He's a former world champ, and he's the biggest name, and he's 60 years of age. Alan Simmons is the man's name.
Alan.
And openly admitted that at times in amongst the cut and thrust, that is Scrabble.
Yeah, it's brutal.
The height of the bag, the shoulder might not have been right up to shoulder height.
Oh, he's
therefore,
60
there is suggestion. There is a suggestion. You're peering into the bag and looking at the letters.
Stop it.
Mm. A lot of his contemporaries complained about at the previous world titles that he was employing the same act.
He has history.
And what it also did, he and again, openly offered this up to the, I think it was the Scrabble judiciary, that often at times the hand and the palm was not open.
Oh, no.
So
when
you go to go in, you've got to open, you've got to be clear that you're not going in.
Everyone can see the letter.
And not putting any back.
Oh, see, I don't like that kind of mentality.
I'm surprised it wasn't more.
I wouldn't be surprised if he had a drone just lurking in the back of the room feeding him info.
Maybe a long cardigan with just a couple of the letters just drifting out.
He got 4 years for that.
He got 3 to 4 for that, which I think's right. I mean, everyone knows that you played the game. I played the game. Tim Pines played the game.
Yeah.
If you don't hold the bag up at shoulder height when picking, I mean, you're opening yourself up to accusations of cheating. All right, just a lesson for everyone out there when you play your weekend game and your nightly game of Scrab.
Yep.
Make sure the bag gets high.
Nicely.
Get the bag up high.
Yeah, good stuff.
I hate a cheat. I hate a cheat at a board game. I do too.
Any cheating in our household, they're banned for life.
Righto. Our number is 133353. If you'd like to play the quiz with no name and a chance to win $1,000, call us now. It's a Rush Hour. Great to have your company, family. If you've just knocked off, just take it easy. Twist the top off one and relax on down. We've got a big hour to come. A little bit more on Jar's gun for hire. We're going to talk to the opposition captain.
Are we now?
Quick grilling. Just
Blair Cricket Club.
Little feel. Just a little feeler. Find him out. See
what's
where
his name?
At.
I don't want to socialise with the opposition, Lou.
Adam Crickmar. Well, for the sake of radio and an interesting storyline, best go through it.
All right.
I've got a list of all the boys that are playing. He's got a brother in the side. Oh. What about the keeper's name's John Snoswell?
Snozzer.
And
who else they got?
Scotty Husson. He's listed by the skip as a specialist fielder. Oh. Oops. Oops.
Don't go near me bat, mate.
John Wright. He's an all-rounder.
New Zealand.
He's your type.
He's an all-rounder, is he?
Yeah,
John Wright.
Well, I'm just going off on the sheet that I've got down here. Benny Davis. He's a batter, Mr. Nice Guy, most polite sledges I've ever heard.
Oh, is he now?
That's the male. That's the male. And then there's, I think it... Marty, and apologies if I get your name wrong.
Aegis.
He's a bowler. Suffers bowling Tourette's.
He's got Tourette's, has he?
Yeah, generally very good, but does throw plenty of loose ones in during
bowling
his spell.
Bowling Tourette's.
Yeah.
I might as well put my leg stump down outside the legs at the pitch there. That's probably where he's going to bowl on.
Easy big horse. Easy on down. Just giving some bit of background.
You know what I'm like before a big game.
Luke Hodge coming up. He's got a great book out. We're going to chat to Hodgie, the superstar that he is. As I said, a bit of gun for hire. And also the great news is the Socceroos are through to the World Cup in Russia next June. And it's pretty much thanks to one man, this man.
And it's going to be Billy Yedinak deflected and in. Australia leads. It is a goal that means the world to the Socceroos. It's a goal that could mean the World Cup for the Socceroos. Millie Yedinak fires it home despite a touch by Escobar. And are Australia on their way to Russia?
The results in the book say 2. We say 3. They called the first one an own goal, which is just ridiculous. Yeah. But he was outstanding and has been one of the missing links. Been out injured so long. Mate, such a star last night, the skipper.
Yep, he's the rock. Gibraltar down there at the
Gibraltar. Yeah,
that'll do. On my bottom lip, Luke.
I know.
Rock of Gibraltar.
I know, and it's good the government keeps funding us.
Yeah. Anyway, off to Russia. So now we've got to see if Tim Cahill and Ange are going to go.
Well, tell me whether you think Tim Cahill's going to be around, and tell me whether you think Tim Cahill might be suiting up for his current club in the A-League after this.
You know, for me now, I've got to make some big decisions on, you know, the level of where I'm playing at and what I'm going to do. But we'll just enjoy this for now because I need game time and I'm excited for the future.
So the door's still open?
Never close a door on something like this.
Yeah, it would be his fourth World Cup. And
He's got to be there.
He will be the 38 boys love him. Next month, I
don't
think.
Don't care about the age.
Sounds to me, though, he wants game.
What
game
about
time
that?
Badly.
What about if that header went in? Oh. That would be one of the greatest headers of all time in football
it would have been
around the world.
It would have been known as the head of God.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Would
have. Right, time to do this.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
10 questions, 60 seconds with an Automasters lifeline thrown in means 9. Simple equation, $1,000 at the end of it. Who's playing?
Nick of Gillis Plains. G'day, Nick.
Yeah, g'day, lads.
That's,
how are we?
That's my old turf, Gillis Plains, Holden Hill. I ran that for a few years.
You're playing on my old turf on the weekend, mate. I wish you all the best.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Nice. Looking forward to coming down in a few froffies and hopefully you can make some runs, mate.
Nick, love the energy. Said. Love nice, the energy.
Excellent, too. And geez, who would have thought we would have got a bit of turf talk out of this segment?
It's hard wicket talk.
All right, on a hard wicket, too. I'll hand you over to Juice. Make sure you use your Automasters lifeline, Nick, and your passes, and good luck.
Righto.
All right, Nick, here we go. What was the final score in last night's World Cup qualifier?
3-1.
Adelaide Bite play what sport?
Baseball.
Okay, name the former 36ers MVP playing for the Sydney Kings on Saturday, Nick.
Jerome Randall.
James Sutherland is the CEO of which national sporting organisation?
Cricket Australia.
How many goals did Mile Jednek score last night?
I say 3, you say 3, let's all just say 3.
How many goals did the Hockey Roos score last night at the Pines?
Automasters.
True or false? Adelaide Crows' Jake Kelly has returned from climbing Mount Everest. True or false?
False.
Who currently leads the Supercars Championship leaderboard?
Jamie Winkup.
Okay, which year did Tim Cahill debut for Australia? What year?
Pass.
Name the Carlton star that went down yesterday with an ACL injury at training.
Doherty.
All right. Which year did Timmy Cahill debut for Australia? Quick.
2004.
Holy dooly. This is going to be interesting. Good luck, Nick.
And good luck, Tim.
This is a sweet performance.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Oh.
No.
Hang on.
Nick from Gillis Plains, yeah. This is where it's heartbreaking.
Well,
yeah.
Luke.
Well, you know what it is. All right. So, Nick, the contentious one is question 5. Ask the question again, please, Joe.
How many goals did Mile Jednek score last night, Nick? You said what?
We all said 3 earlier.
Yeah,
you said 3.
Yeah. We all went with 3.
We all went with 3, Nick.
It is, and like we said, unfortunately, as they have classified the FIFA official, called it 2. The other one was classed as an own goal.
No.
That is the stumbling block. I tell you what, we have been ripped off.
Jeepers.
That is the equivalent like a dive in
Mile.
The box. It's like a dive in the box, Joe.
It is, Lulu.
The ref's fallen for it. No. We've fallen for it. Nick's cost himself $910.
Nick played it beautifully too, mate.
That was a sweet performance,
That
Nick.
Was outstanding.
We'll round it out to 100
well
for
done,
you, mate,
Luke.
So you don't have to break any notes. But, there's sticklers around here, my friend.
$100, Nick. Yours, enjoy.
Thanks, boys. Good luck on the weekend, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
Nice boy, work. Anything he needs to know while he's on your turf, Nick?
Downhill, uphill.
Oh, you want to be coming in from the Winchester right end, mate. And make sure you give Reece Lindsay a bit of stick too,
done.
Mate. He's a skipper. He's a good mate of mine. Oh, get into it.
Nicely done. Good sport, Nick.
Yeah,
$100 coming his way. That is the quiz with no name.
Geez,
thanks to Automasters. Had your brakes checked lately, Timmy?
No.
You want to be supposed to be doing that?
I don't have a car.
Well, you're supposed to be doing something like that, I would have thought around about here.
I thought, but
where's the credit sheet? Where is the credit sheet when you need it?
Go, Luke.
I mean, honestly, Murph, if you're listening, somebody get onto this.
Honestly.
Is there one there?
Where's the sheet?
Yeah, when was the last time you had your brakes
That's
checked?
It.
Better call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Very nicely done. All right, up next. former Hawthorn skipper, champion of the game, the general. He's got a book out, Luke Hodge. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis.
Triple M.
Righto, Jars. He's one of our favourites, and he's got his book out. It's called Luke Hodge, the General, and the general is on the line. Hodgie, welcome to the Rush Hour. Congratulations, mate, on what is a great book, a great career at Hawthorn, but also with one more chapter to play out up there in Brisbane.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's obviously, it finished nicely having a win against the Doggies. And then, I guess, got talking to, a bloke who I speak a lot to and I've spoken a lot to over the last 8 or 9 years in Fakes who decided to tell me to play on. But, I guess in the meantime, I was able to put out a book about, what I've learnt, the mistakes I made early on, and from struggling at an early age when I got drafted to being able to finish with what we achieved at Hawthorn. And I guess that's the reason why we put it out.
Yeah, Hodgie, we'll get to Brisbane in a moment. You touch on that in the book about a throwaway line to your manager, potentially about Gold Coast. But back to this one. So much good stuff. And I don't know where to start with your career, mate. Outstanding. But I thought one of the most poignant moments was when you mentioned great career. Send-off was fantastic with Bob Murphy and Bordy, but what probably resonated the most, mate, was what the boys told you on the 300th and why they love playing footy with you so much.
Yeah, I guess that's all come back from Clarko and Andrew Russell when they first got to the footy club. And everything they preached about was doing it for your teammates. And we've had so much success because we've had blokes like Crawford taught us what to do. And I guess us as older guys... If we expected the younger guys to play with a selfless mindset to do team first things, then we had to do it ourselves. So I guess one thing people always say when you finish football, what do you want to be known as? And for your teammates to come out and say that you were selfish, put the team before yourself, I guess it's something that I hold pretty highly.
What did you learn over 305 games as one of the best footballers we've seen in the last 10, 15 years?
I guess the main thing is don't stress. Things aren't always going to be smooth sailing. People sit back and go, Hawthorn were that lucky. We won 4 flags as a group and we did this and that. Look, I struggled early on. I know Mitch struggled in his first year.
Yeah.
But it took me probably to 4 or 5 to understand what it really took to play senior AFL football. And even then, I still learnt when I was 27, 28, 29 and still learning now. But I guess the reason why I put the book out is there's so many players that get drafted and the expectation from the media, the expectation from the supporters is, this kid, he's a high draft pick, he's going to come in, he's got a star. And the fact is that people develop at different stages physically, but they also do mentally. And what I found is the easiest thing as a young kid is you've got to talk to your teammates, talk to your coaches. If you bottle it up inside yourself and say you're going to try and fight this one through, you're not going to survive. And it's like on the footy field, if you're going to try and do it all yourself, you won't be successful. If you're going to try and go through your whole career doing it yourself, you're not going to be successful.
Hodgie, who's been some of the biggest influences in your career? Obviously, we always talk about family as past players, but in terms of coaches, who really set you on the right path to be an elite footballer?
I guess you'd Clarko coached me for 13 years. So him and Andrew Russell were probably two that, when I say it took me a long time to mature, to understand how to play football, they're probably the two blokes who, first of all, hit me between the eyes and said, if you're going to keep doing what you're doing as a young kid, enjoying yourself, having a beer, then you're not going to survive. You need to make sure, you can enjoy yourself, but do it at the right times. And the amount of conversations that I've had with Andrew Russell, which they haven't been cuddly conversations, have been hit you between the eyes, but deep down, I actually knew that I needed it. So as far as coaches, once I got to AFL, they're probably the two. And then early on, it's obviously the people, uncles who you're in. So Dad taught me some of the biggest lessons I've ever learned and still probably live by them now. There's been a lot of people, but they're probably the three people that come to mind.
Hodgie, speaking of getting hit between the eyes, the odd moment Clarko did want to whack you a couple of times. I think in the book, you go back to, I think it was after the 2011 prelim, a few of the boys weren't happy with Clarko. You called a meeting, then you called him in.
Yeah, it wasn't people say that you got to be fearless on the footy field. Yeah. Jeez, I'll shoot myself out, I can tell you that. I think one thing that the reason why we had a lot of success through 12, obviously lost in 12, but 13, 14, 15 was there was two-way communication. If we didn't like something Clarko did, we could tell him and vice versa. I think that first started around about 2011. A few players wanted some feedback to give to Clarko, but we weren't sure how to give it. So I called a meeting and said, hey, Clarko, we're not happy with this, this, and this. Yeah, it probably wasn't the best reaction I was looking for.
did he walk in and say, this better be good?
He realised we called a meeting and we sort of split up his day a little bit. Yeah. And he's walked in, slammed his hand on the desk and said, "This better be good, boys." Actually, no, I don't think he said boys. "This better be good with that stern look he's got." And I just sort of said, "Hey, mate, we need 5 more minutes. Can we just chat about what we're going to talk about and get back to you? Just so we could start the meeting on an even keel." Yeah. And I think one good thing from Clarko was at the time he definitely wanted to punch me in the face. Yeah. But after that, he realised that, geez, that was the feedback he needed. And he would become a lot better coach when he realised that the feedback we were given it. Yeah. If he listened to the players who were out there out the ground, that he could understand what we're going through, which make him feel a bit more part of the group.
Luke Hodges, our special guest. Stick around, Hodgie. We've got to get to a song. But up next, we want to chat to you about the big move to the Brisbane Lions. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M. One of the Hawks' finest and now current Brisbane player, Luke Hodge, is still with us.
Hodgie, now let's talk about the Brisbane Lions. What are your expectations going to a football club that is trying to rebuild? They've been a bit of the laughing stock of the comp the last 5 to 7 years. So what will be your expectations in the next couple of years?
I guess looking at it, I reckon Brisbane have already changed it around over the last 12 to 18 months. They've got Fags in, so they've got Nobes in, they've got Swan in as CEO. The thing that caught my ear the most was, I remember last year after the season, and Zorko had obviously had a fantastic year, but he said, "We finished on the bottom of the ladder, but we were so keen for the season to keep going. The morale around the place was really good." And I think that's the most important thing for a football club. And I guess me coming in is just trying to help the younger guys. Obviously, I played with a lot of the younger guys at Hawthorn last year, really enjoyed it. So if I could sort of teach them out in the ground sort of where to stand and why to do it rather than the feedback on the Monday, if they can get it then and there, I think that's the most important feedback for a young kid.
And Hodgie, that decision, the body obviously felt real good to the end of it, and you said you were getting ready to run that New York Marathon, but we're pulling up really well after the training run, so it was almost a matter of, geez, if I can do this, I probably can go on. Because we spoke about it months ago here, Jars, and we thought it'd be a great fit for you to head up that way somewhere, because you'd be a waste not to be out playing.
Yeah, I think the body felt good, mind felt good as far as footy, but the thing that I really struggled with when I sat down and seriously thought about it was playing against Hawthorn. I'd walk into the club as a 17-year-old kid, and how they sort of set me off in the last few games, and especially that last game against Eddie Hatter, was my main thing was how can I go against a team that has supported me so much over the last 16 years. It wasn't until I pretty much sat down with Clarko and it was telling him that, "Mate, this is what I'm thinking about doing." And he got a bit of a shock to start with, but he was the one who sort of said, "You need to take the emotion out of it. You need to make a decision that's best for you. Yeah. What's best for your family, first of all, but then what's best for you moving forward. If that's going to give you a little bit of an eye-opener as a coach, and if that doesn't work, you can still move into media." He goes, "It's just make sure you make this decision with your head, not your heart." And once he sort of said that, it was pretty clear that it was the right decision for my family and myself.
Did your lovely wife take much convincing? Because she's had to sit through all your career and everything else. Then all of a sudden you said you're done and dusted. Then you come back and go, "Oh, Loz, I'm probably thinking of going again. Going again, honey.
But we're going to go to Brisbane, love.
And we're going
to
move.
Come on, Loz, you coming?"
I did say that I'll be a stay-at-home dad for 4 days of the week and commentate for three. I think anyone who's played football for a long period of time, that their partner is so understanding. And there's no way that I would have even considered this if Loz said, "No, I've had enough of you playing football," whinging about how old you are, how sore you are, trying to get out of bed. She was excellent. And as soon as I got the tick off from her, and she thought it was great for the young kids to move, find something different. And then we sort of started to think about the footy side of things and went from there.
Hodgie, made easier by the fact that Louis and Mitch went the year before, that you weren't the sort of the first out of the famed group to finish up elsewhere?
I think it did. I think looking at it and then seeing how Louis did and how Mitch took his family estate and transitioned, one thing I'm going to do before I go head up to Brisbane is catch up with Louis and just find out, obviously, what he did well and what he didn't do so well. So I don't think there's anything worse than a bloke coming in from another club and saying, "I did this, I did that, we did that here." I'm going to have to sit back and see how they do things. I've got to sit back and learn, their culture and their strengths and weaknesses and adapt to a lot of it.
I'm kind of spewing in one way, Hodgie. We love you dearly, and I was going to ask you your least favourite opponent, but I'm guessing you probably can't tell me that now because you're still going around. I was going to delve into the bank of the vault and find out who you still want to smash and who you don't.
I'll ask him 2 or 3 years and we'll see
where
we go.
We might just watch you for the next year or two and see who you line up. And is there anyone at Hawthorn you wouldn't mind getting hold of?
No, I did. I did say, because I went away with Grant Birchall and a couple of other boys not too long ago, and I did say to Birch that we'd have a bit of fun if we played on each other. But Jack Gunston actually said, I can't wait to run through you. And I did say that, mate, you're the least person that's the least feared of. So,
you'd be like a mosquito bite, just a little flick. Come on, Jack, fear dinkum.
I think one good thing about with a lot of the Hawks boys, and I went away with about 10 or 12 of them not too long ago. Mm. And I think when you play against, it's like siblings. Whenever you play against a sibling, you'll try harder than you can just because you're not going to give them dirt to hang on you for the next 12 months. No, so I think we've seen that with Bud. Whenever we've played Bud the last few years, we'll go hammer and tong at each other because we respect him that much. And he does the same back to us. So I think it'll be no different with these boys.
All right. Well, we look forward to you planning a kiss on one of the boys, mate, and the first time you play the Hawks again. Great book. Luke Hodge, the General. Last one, mate. Do you know the theme song up there yet?
I do. So hopefully round one I'll be able to sing it again. Thank you.
There we go.
Start us off then, Oggy. Go on. You've won your first game against Port Adelaide.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Yeah. He's too clever for that, Luke Hodge, the superstar on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. Thanks, Hodgie.
Well done, champ.
More Gun for Hire coming up very, very shortly. Just to go back to Twitter and to the quiz, it was a really hard-fought contest. In the end, our man Nick from Gillis Plains picked up 9. Bit of conjecture about whether Mile Jedinak has got a hat-trick last night. I've got 2. Boys on Twitter, Loz and Sir Splash, having some sport with us. Loz has put the official FIFA score sheet up from FIFA.com. So Splash suggesting the following. Uh-oh, the boys better get Duncan Bashir-Hannon on the phone and hashtag lawyer up. This is our new motto song, I think, at the moment, Jar. You better get a lawyer, son. You better get a
real good one. So the official statement from the officials have said that...
Own goal.
What?
First one was an own goal.
There you go. So he's been credited for 2 goals.
And don't worry, don't get me wrong. If Nick wants to pursue any legal avenues,
go for
Flax
it,
your man.
Yeah, our producer, Flaxter, Flaxter.
Chase him down, work on that. He better get a lawyer.
You'd probably find him on Tinder.
That's too much.
Oh, sorry, Flack.
He's not like Wiggs, our former producer.
I'm getting a bit...
You know, the one that we had to banish.
Yeah, to Saudi Arabia.
Where?
Saudi Arabia. The Soundster.
All right.
So there's some of them coming in saying we should give them $1,000.
Well, it's not my go. Well, technically speaking, I would have thought the line was from last night when I watched it that he only got two.
Two, right.
And we said so at the top of the hour. It's not like we're under any sort of, you know, hidden aspect that it was 3 and now it's just been changed. Mm-hmm. I think the basic standard line has been since last night, 2 goals.
2 goals.
Now, and if it can be proven otherwise, and I'm sure, as I said, Nick was a great sport for it. Mm. As we said, happy to put Flack through the ringer for a day or two.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know whose fault it is, don't you?
Oh, I'm not. We better be careful.
Sean Craig Murphy.
He's had a couple of days off.
Murph's not here. Normally does the questions. Yeah. Normally handles all that sort of stuff. Normally goes to water under pressure. Would have given out $1,000.
Yeah.
But not Flack.
Not a
very steadfast. It was a good lead by Flacker. All right. Up next, though, we need to talk Jars Gun for Hire. We've got the captain of the opposition. And maybe some more song ideas. 133353.
Oh, okay.
Any more songs for Jars to walk out to?
It's a Rush Hour, Jars and Louie.
He's awfully excited, but it's calm good at the same time, showing good leadership down there. The address, 4 Wheatsheaf Road, Morphett Vale, corner of Wheatsheaf Road and South Road. All the action kicks off at 1:30. If you don't want to be fined, 12:30 is the cut-off point. End of season trip was going to go where, I think, to...
Maldives.
Well, now it will, given the response.
End of the day, we're here to win the game of cricket.
Barbecue and beers are on us. Get down there. Let's make it a big crowd. We've got a gunfire. Juices down there giving a bit back, the superstar, that is. A couple of callers coming through with songs, ideas for you to come out for.
Paul of Highbury. G'day, Paul.
Guys, Louie. How are you, boys?
Paulie,
what's
your song for Juice?
Well, mine is a bit of a montage. It's the old Rocky Balboa. Back in training, getting ready for a big bout.
Yep.
Eye of the Tiger, boys.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I do like it. Okay. What about, I suggested the other week, a bit of Rocky IV when Rocky goes to the mountains and Drago goes to the physicians and Jars just gets around the streets of Adelaide, climbing a few things.
Running up those steps.
Beautiful, Paul. We'll take it on. I'm going to try and have this solved by tomorrow's show too, so we know exactly what it is for
Saturday. I'll let the family pick the song.
Absolutely.
Something like that.
And we'll throw them up on Twitter. We'll do a top 4 by the end of the night, end of the show, and we'll get everyone to vote, and that'll be it.
Done. Sean of Elizabeth Downs. G'day, Shawnee.
Hey, Jars, Louie. How are you, boys? You all right?
Good, Sean. Good, your brother. Idea, please.
I don't know who quite sings it, but that song, I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Have a listen. Have a listen to this. Oh, my God. Too Sexy for My
That's jars all over with his muscle top on, his Chinese work boots.
Yeah, I reckon fishnet top on.
Oh, why not?
And we might call him Fred Jarman for the day. Right, hey, Fred.
Shawnee boy, I'll give you a couple of tickets to the Adelaide 36ers take on the Sydney Kings this Saturday night at Titanium Security Arena. Tickets available.
Thanks, boys, but I've got a mate's engagement this weekend.
Righto,
so give him to someone else. Sorry,
boys.
No, all right, champ.
Too kind. Shawnee, too kind. Thanks for the call, mate. Champ. Hey, a bit of controversy floating around the Austereo studios.
It's not good. We need a lawyer.
Twitter coming thick and fast. Just read whether Milo Jednak did score a hat-trick or not. We've got our people working feverishly behind the scenes.
We have.
I mean, we don't need any more litigation or bad press on this show.
No, so Nick from McGillis Plains won the $90, but you gave it $100. He got a question incorrect.
Thought process was question number five. How many goals did Milo Jednak score last night?
He said three.
He ran with the three. Our answer was two because one was classed as an own goal. A lot of boys coming through on Twitter, and we love the family for this. Joshy Avery suggesting it can't be an own goal. But if the shot on goal is on target, takes a deflection, it's still their goal.
Mm.
So we're going to work a little closer. Jackie Hudson clipped us as well. Let's put the score sheet up. We'll try and get an answer before the end of the show. And Nick from Gillis Plains, just stand by and stand down on any lawyer activity, all right? We'll see what we can do. And again, I'll say it again. When SCM leaves the show, this sort of stuff happens. All right, sit tight, family. We'll be back with more in a minute.
The Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M. Saturday's Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Can only mean trouble in the jungle if that's getting played at this time of night.
Yeah.
Normally straight out of 5 o'clock, the quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters. Had a great quiz here today. Nick from Gillis Plains played it beautifully.
Yeah, he did.
And ended up winning himself $100 at that time. Mm-hmm. A 9 out of 10 result. Sticking point was a particular question. Family, and we love them dearly.
Yeah, we do.
We love them dearly. They're like a safety net. They catch us when we fall.
Correct.
Very much the wind beneath our wings.
Yep.
We're able to alert us to the fact that perhaps last night's own goal ruling of Milo Jednak had been changed today by the official FIFA reporting. I'm going to play you what went down in the quiz, and I'll tell you what you're going to do about it after that.
How many goals did Milo Jednak score last night?
I say three, you say three. Let's all just say three.
Right.
And, of course, that was met with a... But no,
correct.
Because on our sheet it was actually two. One was classed as an own goal. Official line is the fact that the fourth match official at the time marked it down as an own goal, as did the reporter on the official FIFA website. But by next morning,
this morning,
things had changed. Sounds like we're in some kind of horror movie here, Joe.
No.
And according to the laws of association football, no rules or procedures for crediting goals to players. Refs or off-field match officials make the final decision, but the laws do state that a defender's intervention must be deliberate in order for an own goal to be registered against him. And Figueroa's clearly wasn't.
Yeah.
He had no choice. Couldn't get out of the
way
of the Jednak bullet, the express.
Brutal.
So, with all that in mind and all that said and done, we invite back onto the show Nick from Gillis Plains. Nick, welcome back.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for getting back to me.
It would appear that your hourly rate is $910.
Oh, that's not a bad rate at all.
So,
thank you very much, family.
Can we say $1,000 coming your way thanks to Automasters?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for the family obviously Automasters.
Oh, geez, it's a sweet quiz, but we've lost out on one of the great emotions in radio, and that is winning cash live.
Yeah. Well done.
Well, I'm happy, boys. I'm very happy. Don't worry about
Congratulations,
that.
Congratulations.
A big apologies from us, mate, for making you sweat through that.
Yeah.
What we like to think is for those we give jobs around here, they do them. So, you know.
Poor Flacky. He's shattered. It's all right, mate.
And
right.
I think you know how Glenelg are looking for a new coach on the Sanford website?
Yes, sir.
We might be looking for a new producer.
Oh, double click. Well done, Nick. Enjoy it. There you go.
And
Twitter family's piped up too.
What are they saying now? Splash. By the nick of time, give us
$1,000.
Yeah, a cut of a thousand. Oh, Splash and Cody.
You're greedy.
Want a cut.
You're bloody greedy.
Tell
so
you
Splash.
What. In fact, that's worth a fine, Splash.
Ooh. Isn't Are we fawning the Twitter family?
Well, that is just that is just a dirty grab for cash.
Well done, Luke.
By Splash.
South Australia 2 for 245. They need 79 runs to defeat WA. Jake Weatherall's 111 not out, and Callum Ferguson's 89 not out, Luke.
Back to back tons for
Go
Jakey
boys. All right.
Ferg close in. Hopefully we get that one done. We are done and dusted. Well done to the Twitter family, Splash.
Thank you.
Loz and all the boys that alerted us to that error outside the studio. And I keep saying outside the studio.
He's flat.
So
Flack, our producer, has done the quiz three times while Shawnee's been away.
Yeah, and what's
three
happened?
Three times, $3,000 he's given
three
away.
Three for three. So would it be fair to say that he now owns the saying back to back to back?
Yeah. Trav Boak joins us tomorrow. Yep. We're going to talk to Jerome Randall.
Oh, the handle.
Oh, JR.
Oh, back in town.
Yeah. And obviously the worst on ground votes.
And throw in Adam Gilchrist to talk about
Gilly.
The test squad, which will be announced tonight or first thing in the morning.
It'll be tomorrow, Luke.
All right. Big show tomorrow. Well, thanks for your company today. Have a great night.
See you, family.